Welcome back to the game. Big thanks to Mitch Holtis for joining us. If you missed that, 1350kman.com, the on-demand tab after the show. Sorry, Mitch, I'll turn your mic on. Website's up and running, right? I know we've been having some trouble.
Yes.
So I'm right in saying that a podcast should be up.
It should be. Yeah, it is up.
Okay. Well, like, we'll be at the...
At the end of the show, today's podcast, yes, it'll be
right.
Up. And
okay.
It's Tyler, or not Tyler, it's Nathan who's in charge of it, so...
Right.
It's all on him today.
I got you. No pressure. No, just making sure, because I know that I said that yesterday or whatever, and you came and told me, hey, we've been having troubles. Just want to make sure that I'm being real with the people. The Royals won 5-1 last night over the Tigers. Danny Duffy, 7 innings, 1 run. Salvador Perez busts out of that slump, right, Mitch? 3 RBIs.
For one game.
A home run.
For one game.
RBI single. Yeah, I know.
Hey, man, he's had a good history against Justin Verlander, so I'll take it.
It was nice to see. Salvador Perez leading the charge with 3 RBIs. Biggest thing to me, and I think this is what you have to do the rest of the Royals season. I mean, the lead in the division is 9.5 games. So what is there really to watch the rest of the year? It's watch the little things that you want to see take shape for the playoffs. I mean, barring a giant meltdown at some point where you do actually have to worry about the standings, and I don't want to sound like I'm getting too far ahead of myself, but watching the Danny Duffys, Yordano Venturas of the world becomes very important. Watching Greg Holland, hoping that he can really regain his form or stay locked in, however you want to call it. I would still say he's been shaky. But Danny Duffy is one of those big guys that you want to keep your eye on the rest of the season. 7th straight start of at least 6 innings. And this is a guy, what's been the biggest problem in Danny Duffy's career?
Short starts. A high pitch count.
Right. Not being efficient.
Right.
Throwing too many pitches, not lasting long enough in games. He has never had a stretch before this one of more than three starts with 6 innings in a row. So, hadn't even had 4 at some point in his career. Now he's up to 7 in a row. That is a huge, huge positive sign with Duffy.
Yeah, I know that he's been really good as of late for the Royals. It's just still kind of weird to me because when he misses, he can miss really, really badly with his locations. I mean, he had multiple pitches last night that were almost over Salvador Perez's head standing up. I mean, he came out of his crouch and I mean, it was nowhere close. And so it's really weird that he can still be so wild, but he's made this progress in actually getting outs with shorter counts. And that's the key for him. And so that's definitely a positive thing. I won't say that I have a tremendous amount of confidence that he can go out on any given night and go 7 innings. I still have not established that with him yet. But he's definitely getting a lot closer. And let's say this. He and Yordano Ventura both started the season very, very poorly. At least he's turned it around up to this point.
Yeah, if you were going to tell me 6 innings at least, I think at this point you got to be decently confident he's going to go
somewhat.
Maybe 6, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. It depends on the team a lot. But, hey, if he goes out and does this against the Tigers, that's a big deal. That's a good offensive team.
Yeah, I mean, you can say it depends on the team. The one time he is – wavered in terms of earned runs given up was the 5 earned that he gave up to Toronto, but we know Blue Jays at home,
yeah,
it doesn't get any tougher than that against anybody in baseball right now. The Blue Jays splits home and road. They are way better at home offensively than they are on the road. Call it getting pitches tipped from some guy wearing a white shirt in the crowd or whatever you want to call it. The accusations have been there of them stealing signs and whatnot, but for whatever reason, they're just incredible at Rogers Center. So that's as tough as it gets, and he's still kept that streak alive of going at least 6 innings. So, I mean, as much as that was the outlier in terms of him actually giving up 5 earned runs, maybe that's the best sign of all because he didn't get crushed out of the game by Toronto.
I know that the two biggest takeaways from this game are Danny Duffy, his performance, and then Salvador Perez busting out of his slump and continuing to own Justin Verlander. It's amazing what he's been able to do against Verlander over his career. But there was one other thing that stood out to me that was a big deal here. Ned Yost... Hey, we say sometimes that he sticks to what he thinks is right too long. He just sticks to it past when it works. He moved Mike Moustakas out of the 2-hole last night, moved him to the 6, put Ben Zobrist, who is a much better on-base guy, in the 2, and it worked out. Moustakas got a hit. Zobrist got a hit. Zobrist drove in a run last night. I think that's a big deal that the Royals are actually willing to make this move at this point.
Ben Zobrist looks good, man.
He looks really good.
Ben Zobrist is good. You can see that guy is a professional.
He looks like Gordo. He really does look and play like Alex Gordon out there, and it's tremendous.
He has 8 RBIs as a Royal so far.
He looks – yeah, he's been – and it's not just the home runs. It's situations like the sac fly last night where it's like, I mean, you know he's a guy you can trust to go out and do the right thing to drive in a run, whatever that's going to be, whether that's a ground ball to the right side, fly ball to the outfield, or if it's hitting the ball out of the park three times, right, in the Toronto series? You have three homers?
Three, yeah.
Three homers.
Two in one game
series?
And then one the next day, yeah.
So whether it's that or taking, you know, the pop fly to the outfield to get it done, that's really why I consider him a professional. But I do like the move from Ned Yost. I mean, there's a million reasons why that's good. Zobrist's great at getting on base. He's a switch hitter. Just seems to fit up there. Honestly, would make a pretty good leadoff guy, but we know that one thing Ned's not going to do, is bump Eske out of the leadoff spot, even though he's not really numbers-wise a great candidate to have in the leadoff spot. You'd probably rather have him at the bottom of the lineup. But part of that is Ned Yost sticking by his guys, and that's what makes him a popular manager with the players. It has worked. I think, you know, sticking with Escobar has worked to get him through some of the struggles he was having offensively a few years ago, and it's turned him into a better offensive player. And in regards to sticking with guys, I think an interesting quote here from Ned Yost when he was asked about Yordano Ventura's Twitter outburst that we talked about, where he called out Jose Bautista after the Royals had already left town. I think it falls in line with his whole sticking up for his guys and remaining popular in the clubhouse and helping win over the belief of his entire team, because he was asked about the outburst that Yordano Ventura had, and here's his direct quote. Yost had little to say about Ventura's latest outburst. Quote, whatever. I'm not a big Twitter fan. So that's it, and move on. Now, I guarantee you, Ned Yost, if not Dayton Moore and others, have had conversations with Yordano Ventura behind closed doors about his Twitter outburst. I mean, that's brushing it off pretty quickly. I'm sure that has happened behind closed doors, but the one thing you don't see Ned do is go out in public and really talk about it or throw a guy under the bus, and that's the same thing here that he's doing with Yordano Ventura. And in this situation, and with this type of a guy, I think it's perfect. I mean, Yordano is so emotionally charged, clearly, and reacts to things, clearly, because he's not even playing in the game and he's going to pop off on Twitter. So don't go say something that's going to make him react and knee-jerk real quick. You got to do things like this. Protect him in the public front, and if you need to get after him, you do it behind closed doors.
You say emotionally charged, and that is accurate, but I'm also going to say emotionally fragile. And that's another reason, yeah, I think that it was good that Ned Yost took this approach, because you don't know how Ventura is going to respond to any given thing that happens to him, whether it's on the field or off of it. If Ned Yost would have been in front of the mic and said something negative about Ventura right there, you don't know what would have happened. I think this was really important for the manager to stick up for his guy. It's almost like a father-son thing. Ventura has a long way to go, but I like Ned Yost, and I trust Ned Yost to handle this the right way.
I hope people don't take this the wrong way, but with the general crustiness of baseball guys and baseball managers, and Ned certainly has some of that to him, I think there's a lot of situations Yordano could have got himself into with a different manager where things wouldn't be handled
that may have
been worse for his career than what Ned Yost is going to end up being for him. Around college football in hour two as we kick things off at 5:10.
Apply for your next home loan online with KS State Bank at ksstatebank.com. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. KMAN, Manhattan.